This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, much needed rain has been welcomed throughout the listening area. Farmers are happy to have a break, and the moisture will definitely help settle the dust. WSMI weather watchers reported the following rain totals this morning. Gary Brown of Chesterfield, 9/10 of an inch. Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 6/10. Richard Sarig of Gillespie, 1 inch. The Lang family of Coffeen, also 1 inch. Kyle Schmedeke of Irving, 7/10. Bill Hubner of Brighton, 3/4 of an inch. Rich Henry of Staunton, 1/2 inch. James Darcy of Morrow, 1/4 inch. And we had 7/10 here at the WSMI studios on Route 16. Well, the rain has slowed down field work, but from the farmers I've talked to, it's a welcomed break to work on some other jobs. Yesterday, CHS delivered lunch to the Hine family in Macoupin County, and I had a chance to catch up with one of the guys. Ben Hine said they started on corn, but still have several acres left to harvest, and weather permitting, they'll be done by the end of the month.
Things going pretty good. We're about half done with corn. Got all the early corn out. The replant stuff's a little wet. We're just started on beans. Of course, now it's raining. The crops have been pretty good. Considering the dry weather we had, corn's doing pretty good. The beans are excellent.
Sounds good. So far, so good. And that's a lot of guys were just the opposite. They are like basically completely done with beans. I know you guys have some left, but when I asked them about quality and yields and how things turned out, kind of surprising with some of the crazy weather we've had.
Yeah, I'm shocked at how good they are, actually. I figured they'd be decent, but they're quite a bit better than I expected with the dry weather. They're a little dry. We had some that were down at 7%, so the rain's kind of welcome.
Yeah.
But and we got a lot that aren't quite ready yet. But hopefully we'll get a good week or so after this, and we should be able to get them out.
About how long does it normally take you to finish up harvest, weather permitting, or about how much left would you say you have to go?
We probably got 1,000 acres of beans left, not quite. About 600 acres of corn, I'd say. Typically, we're done right before Halloween, weather permitting. That's usually almost a given, but things can change pretty quick. So.
Sure.
And it's hard to say this year. We didn't really start as early as we usually do. We didn't want to dry a lot of corn, so we've kind of been dragging our feet a little bit.
Yeah, that's been kind of a common denominator among farmers. You know, the price isn't that high, and if you can let it dry down in the field, that's what a lot of guys I've talked to are doing. What's kind of cool is we sit in your shop today. We just had lunch by CHS. This is a family operation, and you've got several generations sitting at this table right now.
Yeah, I got my grandfather here, Bill Hine, 87, still working on combines. And then I got my father, and then my brother, Bill, all three Bills. So I'm the only odd man out. But yeah, it's good to have the whole family involved, and I enjoy working with all of them. So
I imagine you each have a specific job where you each just kind of pitch in where needed during busy harvest time.
No, we've actually got pretty specific jobs, believe it or not. I run the combine. My brother runs the grain cart, or he runs the other combine of beans. And then Dad runs the trucks. That's usually how things go. Sometimes it gets switched around, but not very often.
So this is a question I asked yesterday for the first time, so I'm going to ask you guys the same thing. I thought it'd be fun to start asking farmers this, and that's what color is your equipment and why, and how has it been running this year, and how are things going?
Well, all our stuff is red. my grandfather had an implement dealership, Hine Implement Company. He might disown us if we'd had green stuff, so. But no, everything's been working good. So far, can't think of any issues we've really had. I mean, everything's been going pretty good. No fires or anything. So.
And again, that harvest update comes to us from Ben Hine of Gillespie. And we'll take a break and have more ag news after these messages. An analysis by CME Group says the La Nina weather phenomenon may be coming back for real this time after a fake last year. La Nina is associated with cooler, wetter conditions along the U.S.-Canadian border and warmer, drier conditions in much of the southern U.S., and it impacts weather patterns worldwide. CME Group senior economist Eric Norland says past La Niñas have roiled ag markets, sending prices on wild rides often lower amid exceptionally high levels of volatility. Research shows cooler than normal water is pooling along the equator on the Americas side of the Pacific Ocean. One potentially worrisome feature of ag markets today, Norland writes, is that corn, wheat, and soy complex options implied volatilities are trading at or near record lows. He says this might mean that markets are woefully unprepared for a potential La Niña that would bring a wave of volatility. Since 1959, the world has experienced 8 significant episodes of La Niña and 12 significant episodes of La Niño, a warming of currents. In other news, the Department of Ag announced this week that more than $9.6 billion in payments will be made through the Farm Safety Net programs. USDA started sending out the payments this week as part of the Ag Risk Coverage, Price Loss Coverage, and Conservation Reserve programs. USDA is issuing approximately $8 billion in payments under the ARC and PLC programs for the 2016 crop year and $1.6 billion under CRP for 2017. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says many of the payments will be made to landowners and producers that have recently been ravaged by drought, wildfires, and deadly hurricanes. More than 500,000 farmers will receive ARC payments, and more than 250,000 will receive PLC payments. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.